Good morning, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
Here we go, another Saturday morning with my show. I like to start off with a saying. Oscar Wilde said, "Be yourself because everyone else is already taken." I really like that saying. I got to think about that every day. Just be me. So this morning, I'm just going to be me because I'm going to spend the next hour with a good friend of mine. And he delivers a great service. He's the owner and operator of Area Wide Home Inspection. This is my friend, Mr. Adam Kroc.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on, Gary.
You got it. I love that standing ovation right off the bat.
Giant crowd.
So this morning we're going to try to dispel the myths and negative predictions in the housing market and instill some faith and for the rest of 2023. We've got another 4 months left, and it's been pretty good ride so far. It's been strange, different.
Very different.
Very different, absolutely. Yeah. But one thing that is for sure, every Saturday morning, we try and get you, my listening audience, involved in the show. Our phone number here is 513-563-1480. This is your chance to win a $10 gift card to our favorite coffee joint, Starbucks. If you can answer this question, of course, if you haven't won in the past 60 days, then you qualify and can win today. If you answer this question, in 1973, I had a number one hit single, "Will It Go Round in Circles?" And John Lennon suggested that I join the band and referred to me as the fifth Beatle. Who am I? That's a giveaway. In fact, he played their final when they did that rooftop gig in New York. I think that was their last live performance.
Yeah.
He was playing keyboards with him.
I think I remember, the thing about the visual of that.
Yeah, they didn't promote it much. They just set up and started playing.
That's when they all had real long hair and beards.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he was considered the fifth Beatle. He had a bunch of string of hits. You know, "Will It Go Round in Circles" is one of his most famous ones. So if you know the answer to that question, call 513-563-1480. If you have a home inspection question, a real estate question, a music question, whatever question you have, we'll give it a shot. We'll try and answer it. We'll give you an answer.
Yeah. Hopefully it's right.
Not going to guarantee it's going to be right or not, but we'll give you an answer. Oh, my gosh. So, Adam, home inspections have really been a hot topic in the real estate industry. Almost as hot as the interest rates.
Yeah.
Which is the really going discussion right now. And I've got a buyer that said, I'm not going to pay over 7% interest rate. Well, you're not going to buy a house today.
I know. And that's just what it is. It's, I've a lot of the networking groups that I go to and stuff, and the lenders will get up and talk about the interest rates and how they think they might come back down, or they might go up, or they might stay level. I mean, it just seems like it's very unpredictable to me.
Yeah, I was with a buyer yesterday, and he just got into the buying market about a year ago, so he was at the end of the remnants of the low interest rates.
Yeah,
that's why he said, "I'm not going to pay 7% interest." In all actuality, we are, as far as interest rates go, and pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, because if you do the last 30-year average, 7 to 8% is normal.
Yeah.
Is average.
Yeah.
I mean, when I bought my first house back in 19... and we assumed a VA mortgage at 10%, and we were in Fat City because interest rates were 14 and 15%.
Yeah, I remember many people that I know, relatives and stuff, said, "Oh, yeah, when we bought our house in the 80s, it was like 14, 12, 11, something like that."
Yeah.
And, nobody thought anything about it.
And when they dropped down to 3 and 3 and a quarter, that was unusually low.
Yeah.
The economy could not sustain that.
No.
That's what drove inflation to happen.
Yeah.
Because buyers, everybody wanted to buy a house.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough inventory, so they were paying way over asking price.
Yeah.
They were doing crazy things, and we'll talk about this, you know, waiving inspections.
Yeah.
Nobody in their right mind is going to waive a home inspection.
No. Well, nobody in their right mind, no. I you know, the new construction inspections, they need to happen too.
Yes.
I mean, they you know, and that's just to keep everybody accountable, meaning the builders.
We're going to talk on that. In fact, coming out of our first break, we're going to get into, if you're building a home, you need to get an inspection, and why. Yeah. I'll pick your brain on that one, because that's really important. I'm working with a couple partners that they bought an investment property. They were trying to sell it themselves and wasn't real successful, and the market was just changing, so homeowners aren't getting the crazy offers that they were getting before.
Yeah.
They're paying market value, and then sometimes not even that. And most buyers in their right mind are doing home inspections. They didn't do a home inspection when they bought the property. They didn't think they needed to. Well, here they got tree roots in the sewer system. They've got some vertical and horizontal cracks. They've got what looked like bio growth. It was a good home inspector, the buyer's home inspector. You know, Inspection Plus.
Yeah.
They came in. They did a really good job.
Those all sound like things that that you don't waive the inspection for. Like, that's why you get the inspection, to discover those things.
Right. So, you want to know about that up front.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So in the email you sent to me yesterday, you wanted to touch on the fact that interest rates were affecting inspections. How's that?
From what I've heard and seen around the city, now this is just here. I don't know nationwide. I have no idea. But here, just the few guys that I know around the town, if they have employees and it's a multi-inspector firm, that, you know, they might be a little bit slower. The single guys are like the two or three person companies are going to be, it seems like they're a little bit busier because, well, they don't have as many mouths to feed, it seems like. So now this has a lot to do with marketing and whatnot as well. And, you know, a whole lot of other things that we can't really get into because we'd be here all day. But I think that the rise in interest rates basically affect how much people were really trying to buy, and like volume of houses in this area. So the less volume of houses that are being bought, the less home inspections that are being done, because people are like, well, I'm not going to get a pre-listing because you know how rare those are.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
they should be very, very important, but they are rare. That's the exact opposite in reality of what it should be, you know, but I just think that the interest rates rising has basically prompted people to buy less, and as they buy less, because they're like, well, if I sell this, where am I going to go? Because there's no inventory, because nobody's selling anything, because the interest rates are so high. Yeah, it's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I think the anatomy of the real estate industry, as far as buying and selling real estate, is bass ackwards.
Yeah.
I mean, because you put an offer in, you get an accepted contract, then you do a home inspection. And the seller should have done an inspection to begin with. Then they bring in the appraiser to do the appraisal. You find out if it's worth what you're paying.
Yeah.
And it seems like if a lot of this stuff was done up front, you wouldn't have these problems down the line.
I agree. Because it would be proactive. I mean, but I don't know how much of a proactive society we really live in. I mean, with just in generalities. I think it's in the best interest of a home seller to get a pre-listing home inspection.
I do. I agree.
Because then they know what to disclose. And then on top of that, if the buyer comes in and says, hey, I like that inspection, I'm still going to get my own just for my own peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I like what I see here. I want to put an offer in on this house because this has already been inspected. These people care about what they're selling.
Yeah.
And that's that. It shows buyers, potential buyers, that the seller really does care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, the seller's not in the background going, well, I don't know, let their inspector find it. We're not going to tell them that, because unfortunately, that's the reality in most situations. Yeah. Because there are things that are blatantly obvious that I find on a daily basis that, mm-hmm, if you're alive and you have a pulse and you live underneath a roof in a structure that you're getting ready to sell, you know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find it and put it on a house report, and then people buying it are like, really?
Yeah.
How, where did you find that?
Yeah,
how,
right.
Why,
yeah.
They, how did the seller not know this? And I'm like, I don't know. That's not my thing.
Sellers don't go up on the roof. They don't climb in their attics,
no,
you know?
No, they don't.
I was showing a house yesterday up in Liberty Township, and I thought about you because we went in, and in the where the washer and dryer is in a little room, you pull the little chain to turn the light on, the light bulb didn't come on.
Yeah,
and right next to it is the furnace room, and there's a light bulb in the ceiling, but there's no switch anywhere to turn it on. So I took that light bulb out and I put it in this one. Voila, it came on. So the bulb was burnt out. But as an inspector, you're not going to swap light bulbs around. You're going to say what?
That it's a non-functional light and it could possibly be burnt out, but it should be further evaluated by a licensed electrician.
Licensed electrician.
Right. What,
now you're talking $100, $150
It's a service
bucks
call. Yeah.
To replace a light bulb.
Right, right.
Don't sellers go around and make sure all the... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just telling you the way it is. If you're going to sell your house, go through every room, every closet, in the refrigerator, in the dryer, in over wherever you have a light bulb. Make sure the switch works. Make sure the light bulb works.
Yes. Yes. It's almost a daily note.
Like, duh.
Yeah, I mean, really, almost every single day I put that note on my report. Almost every day. Mm-hmm. And on days where I have two, it's almost in both of the reports. Almost every time it's in both reports.
And almost all the windows had broken seals.
Yeah.
And it was a wood-sided house, and I'm telling you, Adam, the siding was wood rot.
Yeah.
And somebody had put a coat of paint on top of it.
I didn't.
Yeah. You just don't do that.
Mm-mm, no.
I'd like to express my gratitude to all our troops, veterans, first responders, and our heroes in service and health care. That is our nurses and doctors, nurses, aides, and health care staff. The EMT staff are police and firefighters. So often they deal with life and death situations. Thank them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Area-Wide Home Inspection. And Adam's number is 513-802-3164. After our break, we're going to have a quick moment with Miles. And then, if you're building a home, there are some good reasons you need to get that inspected, too. Even if you don't, but it's brand new. Well, we're going to talk on that. Mm. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Houses are rocking, don't bother knocking, yeah, the houses are rocking, don't.
Area-wide home inspection makes the home inspection process easy and educational for the client. Area-wide home inspection provides easy-to-understand reports that won't scare off buyers. Area-wide has delivered thousands of home inspections in Greater Cincinnati. Licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, they provide a visual inspection including radon testing, air quality and mold, wood-destroying insects, and even drone services for thorough roof inspections. Your home inspection doesn't need to be a deal killer, just fair and honest. Call Adam Kroc at Area-wide Home Inspection 513-802-3164 or visit Area-wide Home Inspection. Inspection.com. That's areawidehomeinspection.com.
Art on the Hill, featuring local artists along the street to historic Mount Adams, is Saturday, September the 9th from 1 until 6. Walk the streets of beautiful Mount Adams and enjoy food, beverages, music, and a free raffle. Art on the Hill is hosted by Upper Eden and the Business Guild. If you're interested in showing your art, contact Linda LaChambeau at 513-421-1120 or visit Upper Eden and sign up for the raffle. Big prizes will be given away. Experience the final days of summer in Mount Adams at Art on the Hill, September 9th from 1 to 6. That's Art on the Hill in Mount Adams.
Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways too. If you are uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications. not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located four doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Isn't it time to bring some magic into the real world? Where knights ride in shining armor and pirates always have a bag of loot. Where everyone is welcome for a toast. Where wonder and fantasy awaits you round every corner. Discover it all at the Ohio Renaissance Festival. Visit RenFestival.com for info and tickets.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching. We are on Facebook and LinkedIn as I speak. My name is Gary Rosignol. I am certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And speaking of RE/MAX Preferred Group, this is the captain of our ship at RE/MAX Preferred Group. This is my broker owner, and he has his little tidbits to share with us every Saturday morning. This is what we call A Moment with Miles. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, Gary. It's a sad day for sailors and all those who love Jimmy Buffett's music. Jimmy Buffett passed away last night, surrounded peacefully with friends and his dogs.
Yep.
But on a better note and a brighter note, as I thought about and planned for today's moment, I could not let go of the fact that Monday is the anniversary of Chris's and my wedding day.
Ooh.
47 years ago, Chris and I made a commitment to each other on the altar of God. How did we accomplish such an ongoing relationship? It's not easy, but it's not hard either. It just takes a conscious effort. As I read and researched for the topic, the one thing that struck me the most about our success, other than our faith in God and family, is that Chris and I have a shared sense of purpose. Together, we created our own mission, our own vision. We know where we want to go, what we want to do, and we want to do it together. Happy anniversary, Chris. And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
Oh, that's really sweet, Miles. Yeah. 47 years. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a real feat.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's good. I mean, that's.
And I'm sure in those 47 years, there has been ups and there has been downs. That's called relationship.
Yep.
It's called life. And I know that very well. Yeah. Thanks, Miles. That is Miles Beersford. He is the captain of our ship at RE/MAX Preferred Group, along with his lovely wife of 47 years. They own the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the entire state of Ohio. I'm so grateful to all my regular listeners. Just to name a few, we got Carol in South Lebanon. We got Billy O'Neill and Steve Templin, Jane Rio and Felicia and Mason and Mike and Nancy Little in Indiana. We got Paige Grad and Chuck Parmenter. And we also have, I think, Todd Ingles joining, listening in, and Corey Bryant listening or watching as well. If you have a question or comment for us, just give us a call here at 513-563-1480. I have one more winner to give away for our trivia question, and that question again is, in 1973, I had a number one hit single, Will It Go Round in Circles? John Lennon suggested that I join the band and referred to me as the fifth Beatle. Look it up. Who am I? There's only been one person I know of that was invited to be a Beatle. And this is the gentleman that was it. And they recognized him on one of their last albums. They had him on there as one of the Beatles, which is kind of cool. So one thing I like about Area-Wide Home Inspections, Adam, is they always get you.
That's right. That's right. That's
you had me. A vision. Yeah. You had a goal. You took that vision, and you're meeting those goals, and that was to stay busy as a top-notch home inspector,
yeah.
Which you are. You've proven
Thank
yourself.
You.
What have you? You have it on your website. You have done. Don't tell me. You've done. 3,000 plus inspections.
Since I've started in the industry.
That's
yes.
a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure you can do what, maybe two, you do about 7 or 8 a week?
Yeah. Yeah, roughly.
52 weeks, and you're working on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing two Monday. One's in Verona.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the second one's in Mason.
Oh. So your travel time's going to be an hour and a half anyway.
Yeah, yeah, but it's all right.
But I mean, there's a lot of good home inspectors, and some of them have multiple inspectors in the company.
Yeah.
So you don't know who you're going to get. There's only 2 or 3 companies in town that I would really have on my listings. You're one of them, or that I refer to my buyers. And I'm always tickled when one of you guys are doing an inspection for a buyer buying one of my listings. I know I can tell my seller you're going to get a fair, honest inspection.
Yeah.
They're not here to tear down the house. They're here to deliver the condition of the home as it is today.
That's correct. Yes.
Something you brought up, we've already talked about pre-listing inspections, how important that could be.
Yeah.
And we got buyers who are going to a builder and contracting to have a brand new house built. Home inspections are very, very important there too.
Yes. Yes. They are very, very important to get it. The phase inspections on a new construction are important. Now, what I do, some of these guys, they might do like the concrete footer inspection and the foundation inspection.
Uh-huh.
I do a pre-drywall, and I look at the foundation at that point in time. I don't go out and do the footer stuff. There are other companies that do. And it's like I don't do sewer scopes, but I have like Todd, and I know Inspection Plus does them too. So the sewer, you know, it's just kind of how it is. You know, this industry, not everybody does
everything.
And
you work together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But I'll go out and I'll do a pre-drywall. And I let the client know, you know, hey, you know, in a month or two when this is ready to be moved in before, you know, when your orientation comes up from the builder or whatever, when that time period comes, if you want a move-in inspection or a pre-closing inspection, then I'm going to go over the whole thing again, and I'm going to do it just like it's a regular home inspection for, you know, I'm going to look for making sure everything's operable and that it's working the way that it should, and then find out if they put the insulation in the attic.
but that really happened.
I know it's funny, but it's not funny. The one thing that I find that is very common during those inspections is it's so goofy, but they'll leave the caps on top of the plumbing stack on the roof from the pressure test on the drain lines, and they forget to pull them off.
Oh.
And then it causes toilets to flush slow and bubbling toilets and drains not to go down.
And stuff,
So I always put that on there. But the move-in inspections are important for that reason. A lot of the move-in inspection really does come down to aesthetics. I know, and I know that a home inspection really doesn't revolve around aesthetics and cosmetic issues, but this is a situational type of inspection. I mean, not everybody's buying a new house during a home inspection.
Right.
I mean, most of the homes that we inspect are used.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like going
40, 50 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Or 10 or 20 or 150 or whatever. I mean, they're used homes. So when you do the new construction inspection, or when I do, I go to every single room. I shine the flashlight up and down the walls. I look for paint overspray, damaged drywall, globs of mud that are still in the drywall that they haven't sanded down. Things that are damaged, like kitchen cabinetry and islands that have nicks and stuff in the paneling on the
cabinet. The doors on a little.
All that stuff. It all go. I put it all in the report because then that client can go back to the builder and say, hey, this wasn't exactly plumb level, right? Oh, you got paint from the drywall on the part of the kitchen cabinets. We need that cleaned off or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I put that stuff on the report. Now, there'll be 100 pictures of that on a report. But that's the main thing for the move-in inspection is to make sure the stuff is operable. And then they can have that nitpicky conversation with the builder about the drywall stuff and all that.
Yeah, but the builders usually have a walkthrough right before closing where they're managed. They'll spend a couple hours and they have these little dots.
Yeah.
And if they see a little imperfection in a wall, they put a dot on there or on a door frame, they put a little dot there, and then they have their folks go back through before closing, fix those little spots, and you know, but to have another eye, there's thing. I mean, I had a client that had a major builder build them a new house. They lived in it for about a year, and you know, they called me. They says, "Man, our gas and electric bills are like, our neighbors are like $180. Ours are like $400 a month. What's going on?" I said, probably should have had it inspected. And we had an inspector go, found out that over the entire family room, they missed putting insulation in. So all the heat's going right out the roof. The builder was a major builder, and they reimbursed them for utility costs, which was really good.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's that customer service.
But it's a big oops.
Yeah.
Hey, builders are human.
Yeah. Well, all of us screw up. I mean, there's no home inspector that's going to catch everything on every house. None of us. I don't care how good they are. Or they're the best home inspector since the beginning of time. They're going to miss stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody misses stuff because we're all human. So.
Right. And we just want to touch on don't waive your inspection.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't waive that.
Even if you're an investor purchasing a piece of crap house that needs a lot of work, you want to make sure that you want to know how much you have to invest in the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for $350 or $500 to get a home inspection done, including a sewer scope, which is becoming really, really popular now.
Those, you know, plumbers are charging $400 just for those things. Just for the scope.
And you guys in the industry, I think you don't do them, but you have somebody come. What is it, $250?
I don't know what. I always refer them to Todd.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Todd charges. You'd have to ask him that.
Yeah.
So, but I just send them, I point them in that direction so they can get the service that they need. Because if they contact me for a house termite and radon, I don't charge for infrared and I don't charge for the drone or anything. So that's all included.
Right.
But when they say, hey, do you do sewer scopes too? I'm like, no, but I can do everything but that, but I can give you the name and the number of a good friend of mine, and you can contact him. There and that's actually, that's going to occur this Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah.
So
tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock right here on WDJO for Soda Shop Sunday with John Englehart. What a hoot. He's funny. That's a great show. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Area Wide Home Inspection. And Adam's phone number is 513-802-3164. If you're buying, selling, even if you've been in your house for 20 or 30 years and you haven't been in the attic, you haven't been on the roof, you haven't checked that electric box, you don't, under the deck, there's so many areas that, you know, are there any wood-destroying insects happening? What's the radon level in your house? You need to know that. For $500, you can find out all that stuff, and you can have Adam for 3 hours.
Yep.
And he'll tell you exactly what condition you're in. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next is my music history, and how does home insurance industry affect inspectors and realtors? Thought that was interesting.
Yep.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
House is a rockin', don't bother knockin', yeah, the house is a rockin'. Have you been thinking about selling your house or maybe thinking about downsizing and the process just seems overwhelming? Either way, we've got the answers. Gary Rosignol, real estate pro at RE/MAX Preferred Group and host of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, has put his vast real estate knowledge to work for people like you. He can help you put together a plan for selling your home or finding a new place to settle down. And why is now the best time to make your move? Rent prices are always going up, so buying a home is your best option. Let Gary walk you through the process. Call him today at 513-777-2402. That's 513-777-2402 to get started. He's licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, so he can help you out no matter where you live.
Here comes Brian Setzer, Rockabilly Riot. First live shows in over 4 years. October 3rd, Taft Theater. All the hits you dig. Plus, Setzer's legendary guitar. Reserved seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office. Brian Setzer, Rockabilly Riot.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is one of my favorite parts of the show because it's time for Gary's music history. And back on this day in 1968, Jimi Hendrix Experience released a cover of the Bob Dylan song All Along the Watchtower, 9 months after the original version hit the airwaves. The song became Hendrix's biggest hit in the U.S., landing in the Billboard Hot 100's top 20, and later would influence Dylan's live renditions of the song. In 1995 interview with South Florida Sun Centennial, Dylan described hearing Hendrix's version. It was overwhelming to me, really. He had such talent. He could find things inside a song and vigorously develop them. He found things that other people wouldn't think of finding in there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
On this day, back in 1972, the Erie Canal Soda Pop Festival was held over 3 days in Bull Island near Griffin, Indiana. The promoters expected over 50,000 music fans, and guess what? Over 200,000 attended the festival. Many bands pulled out of the festival, drifted instead into anarchy. Bands that did appear include Black Oak Arkansas, Cheech and Chong, Foghat, Can Heat, Ravi Shankar, Rory Gallagher, the Eagles, and this band, the Amboy Dukes. Three concertgoers drowned in the Wabash River, and the festival ended. The remnants of the crowd burned down the music stand. Wow. On this day in 1995, Michael Jackson went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with a song written by R. Kelly, You Are Not Alone. It holds a Guinness World Record as the first song in the 37-year history of the Billboard Hot 100 as a debut number one. And on this day in 2005, Mariah Carey became only the fifth act ever to hold the top two positions in the U.S. singles chart. The singer's We Belong Together notched a 10th consecutive week at number one on the Billboard chart, while Shake It Off pumped two places in second place. The feat that put Carey in a select group of acts to hold the top two with Nelly, Outkast, the Bee Gees, and the Beatles. We Belong Together was Carey's 16th number one. Wow. Giving her the third highest number of chart toppers in the U.S. behind the Beatles and Elvis Presley. On this day in the year 2013, Sir Elton John won the first ever Brits Icon Award in a gala concert which marked his stage return after surgery for appendicitis. Elton was presented with the prize by his friend, singer Rod Stewart, who described him as the second best rock singer ever. Oh, that was big of you, Rod. On this day in the year 2016, the Eagles, their greatest hits 1971 to 1975, returned to the U.S. album chart thanks to a 99-cent sale price in the Google Play Store. The album, released in 1976, was already the largest selling compilation album in history, with worldwide sales of over, get this, 42 million copies. That's a bunch of albums. Oof.
Yeah.
Trivia question answer. Born on this day, back in 1946, Billy Preston, U.S. singer, keyboard player, had the 1973 U.S. number one single, Will It Go Around in Circles, had the 1978 number two single, With You, I'm Born Again, and the 1969 single, Get Back with the Beatles. During the 1960s, he backed artists such as Little Richard, Sam Cooke, and Ray Charles. And Preston died on June the 6th in 2006. This is one of my favorite Billy Preston songs, Nothing for Nothing. And yes, John Lennon suggested that he join the band and refer to him as the Fifth Beatle. Look it up. It's there. I hope you enjoyed these music notes as much as I did while researching them for you. I'm called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory. You can catch us September the 9th at Jim and Jack's, and 2 weeks later at Miami Valley Gaming Center Bar. We will be opening the show at the Aurora Farmers Fair on October the 6th. But the Rock and Roll Player Realtor plays both kinds of music. I am also a member of the Westchester Symphony, and we will be closing out the Keener Park Summer Concerts this Monday for our annual Labor Day concert right there in Keener Park. The show starts at 6:30, and it's a two-hour concert. Of course, it's free. Go to bluestoneivory.com for our full schedule. I have with me in the studio Adam Kroc. He is the owner and the operator of Area Wide Home Inspections and couple of real quick home inspector maintenance no-nos. I like these. And I thought of you yesterday. Painting over water damage. This house was an all wood-sided house. Looks great from the street. Yeah. You walk up to it and you see little bubbles and you touch and the wood's soft. Wood's not supposed to be soft, spongy like a sponge.
No.
And it recently painted. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
When I have my folks from Al's Comfort Technology, their biggest problem is people don't change their HVAC filter.
I know.
How many inspections you go, you pull out and look at it and go, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, even when they do change it, I still put it on the report that it needs to be changed, because by the time the closing happens and the people actually get in the house, that thing's going to be a month old and it's going to need a new one. So,
and disregarding small foundation cracks. Well,
yeah.
Well, we wanted to talk about how the home insurance industry is affecting inspectors and realtors, and with the onslaught of national disasters happening, we had the hurricane in Florida, we had the wildfires in Hawaii, and that all increases. Everyone's saying, why is my insurance going up? And that's a good question for the musical insurance guy, which we'll have him in here in the next few weeks or so. But it affects us too.
Yeah, it does. And the reason it does is, from the little snapshot in time that I see it on a daily basis, it's like if I go to a house that has knob and tube wiring, right?
Oh.
Okay, so eventually.
Aluminum wiring.
Aluminum wiring, yeah. Even. The aluminum wiring's mitigatable. Knob and tube anymore, the people are just like, well, it needs to be changed out, because a lot of the insurance companies don't even want to fool with it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're, a year or two ago, you could find carriers that would cover it. And now you have people that are pulling out of Ohio, and they're not even going to offer insurance. Period. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's not even, like, no matter what kind of house you got or what kind of wiring in the house.
Yeah.
So that huge discrepancy in that, like, when I do find these uninsurable items inside a house, that's what's creating a problem with home buyers when they're trying to go shop their home insurance, because then they're like, oh, well, it's going to be this much more because I have knob and tube wiring now, or I can't even get coverage
right
on a house that I have an offer in on that the seller's willing to entertain my offer, and we're getting through the home inspection. Everything else is cool, but I got this.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, the insurance industry can definitely affect this industry, which then if that person walks away, then you're out showing them another house,
uh-huh,
because their insurance company won't cover that house.
And that poor seller stuck with a house they really can't sell.
Correct, unless they correct that problem.
Right.
And then they can disclose it, but if an insurance company's not going to cover the knob and tube wiring, it becomes an issue to where it's just like it's like a stalwart. You know, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
Like the Federal Pacific Stabilock Circuit.
Oh, I hate those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to mention that with the onslaught of all the disasters, here's what we realtors do.
Mm-hmm.
We realtors nationally gave $1.5 million aid to the Maui wildfire recovery.
That is good.
We fund that our individual selves, you know, and 100% of our donation goes to the recovery folks.
That's good.
There's no paid employees. We fund the Realtors Relief Fund. Realtors Relief says, oh, they need $1.5 million just to help them get them back on their feet. So here you go. They write them a check.
One of my good friend realtors was in that.
Really?
Yeah. He was on the show one time. He called in and talked to you.
Okay.
Yeah, his name's JD.
Yes.
Yeah, he and his wife got stuck down there.
Wow.
They're back now, but it was scary.
The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Area-Wide Home Inspection. You can go to areawidehomeinspection.com or call Adam at 513-802-3164. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't think of a better home inspector, because you're going to get Adam. He's going to bring his drone and his infrared camera and all his other gadgets, and you're going to get him for three and a half hours. If it takes 4 hours to do it, he'll be there with you. He'll explain the whole process, and you will know the condition that your house is in an honest and a fair manner. You're not there to kill a deal.
No.
You're not there to find problems. If you see good things, you're going to point those out too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the time, just for example, I did a manufactured home way out in Bethel or Hamersville just the other day. Had a detached garage. I scheduled 3.5 hours. I was there 5.5.
Wow.
Customer service.
Stay with us. We're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Area-wide home inspection makes the home inspection process easy and educational for the client. Area-wide home inspection provides easy-to-understand reports that won't scare off buyers. Area-wide has delivered thousands of home inspections in greater Cincinnati. Licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, they provide a visual inspection including radon testing, air quality and mold, wood-destroying insects, and even drone services for thorough roof inspections. Your home inspection doesn't need to be a deal killer, just fair and honest. Call Adam Kroc at Area-wide Home Inspection 513-802-3164 or visit Area-wide Home Inspection. That's areawidehomeinspection.com.
Cincinnati Warbirds EAA Squadron 18 is proud to present Lunkin Airport Days, Labor Day weekend, September 2nd and 3rd, honoring veterans and inspiring a new generation of aviation enthusiasts. There will be an iconic historic military aircraft on display, including the B-29 Dock, one of only two B-29s still flying in the world, plus dozens of other planes. Book a ride on the B-29, a T-6, or a helicopter. Military vehicles and classic cars on display, plus numerous exhibits and food trucks with tasty treats. Observe a patriotic color guard ceremony at noon on Saturday and Sunday. That's Cincinnati Warbirds Lunkin Airport Days, September 2nd and 3rd, located at 262 Wilmer Avenue. It's a family-friendly event with free admission and parking. Visit CincinnatiWarbirds.org for more information.
Cover Bridge Antique Mall has been a staple in Mount Healthy for 32 years, but will be closing for good October 30th due to difficulties with building repairs. That leaves just a few short months to empty the store. So starting August 1st, everything in the shop, including already marked down items, will be 25% off last marked price, and some dealers will be 50% off all merchandise and displays. Cover Bridge Antique Mall, 7508 Hamilton Avenue, Route 127, in the heart of Mount Healthy, located a quarter mile north of the Ronald Reagan Highway, and 4 miles south of I-275, Mount Healthy Fairfield exit. Stop in and shop often.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Hey, Lynn, did you ever get fit with a good Medicare plan?
Yes, now I'm fit as a fiddle with a great plan. Thanks for your referral to Anita Berry.
Well, you exercise good judgment there, pal.
No joke. Anita Berry is awesome, and I understood her without breaking a sweat.
Well, Anita is the best coach for Medicare plans.
I'm telling everyone about Anita Berry. 513-739-6028.
Yep, 513-739-6028.
Get on, let's rock the house.
Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly. I'm Gary Rosignol, your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Deferred Group. The Dragonfly Foundation supports pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They build a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and the community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the country, our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. I'm so grateful to have this gentleman on my show each week. He is a member of the Dragonfly Foundation Board of Directors. He has been their number one cheerleader and number one fan for years. This is my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing chipper because the phone's working today. Everybody can call in.
It's great that the phone's working, but look at this weather, man. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, I know. And I get to play the last concert at Keener Park this Monday evening with the Westchester Symphony. It's going to be fun. We got fireworks happening tomorrow night, and the Dragonfly Foundation is out there just burning it up, doing all kinds of stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a big September coming up. We've got our big golf outing, and then we have also got a couple of charity events that include craft beer. So if your listeners want to learn about those events, just go to www.dragonfly.org and click on the events tab, and then scroll down to the calendar, and you're going to see everything coming up for the balance of the year.
Yeah. September 25 is your golf classic at Heritage Club again this year. And
right.
Got the March 1st, Brewing Pint Day, which is on the 7th of September. That's just a few days from now. And a couple days later, you got the Cincy Galaxy Speed Kick. What is that?
You know what? It's the first time we've had this event, so I'm going to have to do a little bit more research and tell you more about that maybe next week.
Okay.
But there's also a West Side brewing event in September that your listeners on the West Side may
the 14th, yeah.
Be interested. Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities to have fun and spend a little money, and all the money goes to the Dragonfly Foundation. And, well, not 100%, but I like to share this thought. 87 cents on the dollar that gets donated to the Dragonfly Foundation goes to the families that are in need.
Yeah, that's really a pretty incredible percentage if you think about it, Gary, because most nonprofits, you know, that 13 cents on the dollar, the difference between 87 and 100%, goes just to marketing and awareness, you know, in their budget, and then they have operations on top of that. We are just so lean and mean. We have a very small salaried staff, which we've been committed to that model since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, the engine behind the Dragonfly Foundation are the volunteers.
Yep.
And you've seen it, you know, you've seen it countless times, Gary, over the years, that the people that show up are giving their time, talent, and treasure to help the organization. So that's why we're able to take, you know, the 87.5 cents on the dollar and get it right to the impact point, which is the families.
Yeah. And if you want to be sure that 100% of your donation goes to the families, go to Kroger's and buy a gift card for, you know, $50 or $75 to a restaurant that you enjoy, or a gas station or grocery store, wherever. But if you use your Kroger Community Rewards card, then Kroger donates a small portion of your purchase, and it goes to the Dragonfly Foundation.
People don't realize this, Gary, but Kroger in Cincinnati and Dayton, they donate $1 million a quarter. So that's $4 million a year to local nonprofits.
Wow.
And it doesn't cost the Kroger customer an additional penny. All they need to do is sign up for the program.
That's it. Yep. Your Kroger Community. Now, my wife and I, we went and fueled up our cars last night at Kroger, and we got a dollar off using the Kroger gas points. And that's because every time we buy something there, we just swipe the Kroger Community Rewards, and it is designated. Small part of what we spent went to the Dragonfly Foundation. So it's a home run.
No doubt about it.
Now, if you're listening to this show and you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation right now, you can go to their website, which is dragonfly.org, and there is a button there where you can donate, or you can get your smart device out right now and just text the word WINGS15, WINGS15, to 71777, and just donate $10, $15, $25, $50, whatever makes you feel good about what you're doing. You're going to be able to do that on a very secure website, which is set up directly for the Dragonfly Foundation donations. That's WINGS15 to 71777. So we are just about out of time for today. Bill, thanks for calling. Thanks for the updates. Thanks for all you do for Dragonfly Foundation. And thanks to all who listened and watched on Facebook and LinkedIn this morning with my guest, Mr. Adam Kroc with Area-Wide Home Inspection. And again, his phone number is 513-802-3164. If you're buying, selling, or if you're just planning on living in your house for the rest of your life, you're going to carry me out in the pine box. I've heard that once. I've heard it a million times. You still need to know that your home is going to be safe and operationable, livable for the next 5, 10, 15 years. Adam's your guy. Please remember, I am a realtor, a certified residential specialist, and a senior real estate specialist. I do all this so I can help you better. You can just call me at 513-777-2402. Find me online at rockandrollgary.realtor. Always, always hug your kids, call your parents and siblings regularly, kiss your spouse every day, and stay safe. Stay tuned for the Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams next. And I'm going to close the show with a little snippet of the Westchester Symphony Orchestra. This is called Salute to the Cinema.
Thanks for another great show, and if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer, Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Blue Sun Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife, Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.